let's talk about the Royals a little bit. And we know what they are currently doing, which we discussed earlier, and that is the offense and playing better, three games back from a playoff spot now. But what about this rotation moving forward? So if they trade a piece or two, it changes how the next 2 years could look as well with this rotation. One thing is probably changing no matter what they do, which is Michael Lorenzen not going to be back next year.
No.
And Seth Lugo probably, I say only probably because I guess there's a chance they could get an extension done at the end of the season. But most likely, he's gone. So that's two holes in the rotation. Next year, you'll have Michael Wacha. You would have Chris Bubich, unless you move on from him. Noah Cameron. And Cole Reagan's, assuming he comes back fully healthy at some point in time for next season. I know it could happen this year, too.
Yeah.
But those are the sure things for next year. Where it gets really complicated is if you decided to not do an extension for Chris Bubich and you fast forward to 2 years from now and what the heck that rotation looks like. I don't want to go too far in front because it's baseball, because 2028 is such a long time from now, and that's way too far to plan as a fan. I know the Royals have to plan that, sure. But I'm not gonna.
But I'm just trying to think about
it. We might also have a lockout in 2027. So
yeah, I'm trying to think about it as it relates to the current rotation and how you set yourself up for the future, because you watched Bubich again last night and you got to ask the same questions. Hey, if we gave him an extension, right? Like hypothetically, if we gave him an extension, what does that look like in the sense that is he worth the risk? Is the injury risk worth it? All the things that comes with that? Is that, you know, like all the stuff that would have us questioning or those things outside of it. But then it's also like, you got Walker for like a year, but you know, he'll be 1 year older, and you got Reagan's for how many? You got Reagan's for some years for sure. But then you're also running into the issue where, you know, now this year he's been a little bit hurt. Do you, you know, like how much can you trust that? Their minor league system is not ripe with it. Yeah. So like, as I start playing this thing out, I am kind of leaning towards, you're going to have to figure out a way to keep Bubich for some time, or your plan better include figuring out a way to get Seth Lugo back or signing another free agent pitcher, all those things.
Yeah, it's probably another vet, Cody, or it's a Kyle Wright that actually gets back from this, but that's a dart throw and you can't rely on that, I don't think, heading into next season. Alec Marsh is another name. So those would be the two quickest paths to filling the 4 or 5 spot in the rotation beyond 2025.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I guess, but like at the same time, would you give Bubich an extension right now? Like if he would just take a standard contract, hold you in? Like he'll just take
standard contract?
$15-20 million a year over 3 years, probably, is what you're looking at. Whatever. I mean,
it's not my money, so sure. In general, if it was my money, I don't know if I would do that yet.
Wacha plus 5%, right? I mean, whatever the number is that you need in order to kind of make you feel comfortable with it, I guess is what I would say. Because yeah, they do have like an eventual rotation issue, unless there's a bunch of these guys like Kuderna or Avila, or like you're going way down the list of A-ball guys that you think are going to be available to you in the next 24 months. You're light. You don't have enough. So it's either train young players in your system for that or go back in there now.
Yeah, I mean, Bubich turns 28 in August. All right. So, you know, and they have a year left on his current deal. And they probably this offseason have to make a decision. They're either moving on from him to bring back multiple pieces, or they're getting an extension. I don't think they're going into next season with him just playing out the final year, unless you're setting yourself up to trade him midseason next year, right? Like Chris Bubich doesn't have to do what he's doing this year. Let's be clear. Like this year is unbelievable. He's an all-star, 2.48 ERA. He's been one of the best pitchers in baseball here in 2025. I don't think anybody is saying that's the standard he has to meet for you to be good with an extension. Not at all, right? But let's say he's 15 or 20% worse. Are you okay with that on a deal that's going to pay him what it's going to take to pay him, right?
For a rotation with no certainty, I am.
Because
unfortunately, I have to pay for the lack of certainty.
What's his peak for you still? Because to me, he likely still is a... Well, yeah, exactly. So I think most likely he's a very nice number three starter for you over the next 3 years if you extend him.
Yeah, that's probably what he is. Threes pitch like ones in certain years, absolutely, which is what he's doing right now.
That's what he's
right
doing
now.
This year. Seth Lugo has done that as well, where Seth Lugo, last year in particular, pitched like an ace. Right, but he's probably a number two or three starter for being realistic. Mm-hmm. Bubich, same deal. So, what are you comfortable paying your number three starter? Really, is the question. Or do you trade him when his value is high in the offseason and you get multiple pieces back? But there's a little bit of a numbers game. Unless you're going to bring in a veteran or two next offseason that's cheaper, you got to fill out the rotation.
The only advantage they have in that department, depending on what trade they make here at the deadline, is they are still young and cheap and a lot of rookie deals in the position player department, right? So let's just say whether they got Salvador Perez for another year and they pick up the option, which we don't think that happened, or Carter Jensen is the guy that goes with it instead, we're having a slightly different conversation, right? Like, they're young and cheap there. Vinny's still on his young player deal. Bobby Wood Jr. is what he is. He's expensive. Mm-hmm. But most of their players right now are homegrown and inexpensive. So if there is still a time in which you can spend some money and spend a decent amount of money.
But what are they doing on the, this is,
on
this
the
goes,
free agent pitching? You can do it, but then also can you hit?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, they have some obvious issues offensively still. And are they trading for somebody that's got a massive contract, Brian Reynolds? Or are they trading for prospects if they trade anybody to help the offense? Because I'll just keep using the Brian Reynolds example because that was just a player they were linked to. I'm not saying they're going to actually trade him, but we know he's owed $80 million. Well, all of a sudden, if you have $80 million on the books for Brian Reynolds, does that change how you operate in the offseason? I think the answer is absolutely it has to financially change how you operate.
Yeah, but again, I don't think, I mean, I'd have to look at next year. I think they're like in the 20s next year in cap.
Sure.
And look, that number is going to be dependent and has probably moved a little bit for teams depending on what takes place, I would say. What takes place in the long run for other positions, other players, other guys they're looking to spend money on, and how good they are. They're not going to want to spend money historically, have not wanted to spend money unless they're good. I'd say John Sherman's actually been better about that. That was more of a previous ownership issue, in my opinion.
I actually think he's been very competitive in how he spent his money.
Yeah.
Since being the owner.
He's still not the Dodgers. I think he's been
never
more competitive in spending his money. Yeah. Like, he has spent it to get competitive more than the previous regime, which waited to spend it until they were competitive, as it is. But Bobby Wood Jr.'s number eventually is going to start. You're going to start feeling it. Next year, by the way, they're 18th in Major League Baseball at $87 million.
That's not factoring in, right? Salvi's option.
It is factoring in. Salvi's option, okay. So they would actually have more money as it sits right now. But also, as much as I think that they're young,
and is that projecting new ARB numbers? Because there's obviously guys like Vinny's numbers
is projecting
going
ARB numbers.
Okay, because I was gonna say his number is going to go up obviously after that season.
Yeah,
that
sure.
He's
we can definitely talk about him more tomorrow. He is currently on pace to have the best season of his career